As long as there have been cities, there's been traffic congestion clogging streets. Boston has tried building roads over, under, around, and through the city to solve it. But costly, time-wasting congestion has always caught up with efforts to speed up traffic. As WBUR launches a new effort to cover the intersection of brains and business in Boston, called Bostonomics, we've spent this week examining Greater Boston traffic congestion and what can be done about it. We conclude this morning with a look to the future. In this segment of our Driving Us Crazy series, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman introduces us to emerging technologies that could radically transform not just our traffic, but also our society.
If you think you've been stuck in Boston traffic a long time, consider ancient Rome. In the first century BC, congestion was so bad, Julius Caesar banned wheeled vehicles in the city during daylight hours. Centuries later, Italian artist, engineer, and inventor Leonardo da Vinci envisioned a new way of curbing urban traffic, building separate roads on different levels for pedestrians and vehicles. Fast forward to today. And another Italian, urban planner Carlo Ratti, has an equally audacious idea to decongest car-clogged cities like Boston. Eliminate stop signs and traffic lights at intersections.
Think about intersections where cars will not stop at a traffic light, will keep on going. You simply avoid them bumping into each other.
In a place like Boston, this would be a neat, if not death-defying, trick. Carlo Ratti was back home in Italy when we spoke by Skype. He's a professor at MIT, head of the Sensible Cities program, where researchers apply digital technologies to transform urban landscapes.
The intersection is one of the most difficult things because you've got two competing flows fighting for the same real estate. So if you solve that, then the whole network will benefit.
Ratti believes streets bristling with embedded sensors and computer-controlled cars that communicate to one another can virtually eliminate traffic congestion as vehicles weave in and out in a digitally choreographed ballet.
You might slow down a little bit before, then by the time you get there, the intersection is yours.
There are 850 intersections in Boston with traffic lights. Imagine the city without those signals, traffic going with the flow. The formula for this congestion-free future, intelligent intersections and smart driverless vehicles.
The solution, more and more, is going to be not about building new roads. It's actually less asphalt and more silicon.
Digital driverless vehicles. Sound idyllic? Unrealistic? Well, part of that future is on the road right now.
I got the Tesla for environmental reasons primarily, but it's also the safest car on the road.
Jeff Manning owns a Tesla Model S. The electric car has zero emissions and already incorporates many of the advanced technologies futurists say will help untangle traffic and perhaps even eliminate road fatalities. Nearly 90% are driver-related. The luxury sedan has a longer range than other electric vehicles, and it does what few other cars today can do. It's a semi-autonomous vehicle. When the autopilot software is switched on, computers and sensors take over. The car drives itself. You said it, but don't forget it.
The driver doesn't need to be laser-focused on the road. They can be focused on the road, but not laser-focused. You're not steering using the brake. Only if it's a red light.
Want to take him for a spin?
Absolutely.
As Manning reaches for the door, sensors anticipate his approach. The handle pops out to meet his hand. And like magic, the rearview mirrors unfold. Automotive history fades into the distance. The future is automated.
Hey, buckle in. Okay, let's...
All right, let's do it. Now, the car is on. You can't hear anything, but the car is on right now.
The car is on.
The car is on right now. So I'm going to push the brake so we can get in gear.
0 to 60 in under 4 seconds. Heading east on Route 20, the car's radar and laser systems sense the surrounding vehicles. Manning sets the speed and distance he wants to be from the car in front and flicks on the autopilot software. Sensors lock onto the painted lines on the roadway, keeping the car in the middle of the lane. Jeff Manning puts his hands on his knees, turns to me, and smiles.
Your hands are off the wheel.
My hands are off the wheel. I'm not pressing the brake. I'm not pressing the accelerator. The cars in front of us are slowing down. We're slowing down.
Traffic speeds up. We speed up. Manning signals. When the car senses it's safe, it switches lanes all by itself. merging with traffic seamlessly. Every once in a while, autopilot reminds Manning to touch the steering wheel. The car is checking to make sure he's still attentive and ready, just in case.
I think the steering wheel at some point will go away, and you will type on a screen or say out loud, "Take me to so-and-so," and it will take you there.
Mounted inside Manning's car are six small sensors and cameras that are not standard equipment. They're supplied by an MIT research lab. Manning is participating in an experiment to measure not the vehicle's behavior, but his.
So it takes a video of my eyes and to see where I'm looking. And it'll take a video of my hands and the speedometer. And it'll take a video of where we're going. So it has all this information that I can extrapolate however they want to use it.
Riding in a semi-autonomous auto is ghostly and takes some getting used to. But after the system wins your trust, stress eases and traffic is less frustrating.
When I go to work, I'm going to hit some traffic for sure. But that's okay. In this car, I'm going to have self-driving. It's not as bad of a drive as it would in other cars. It's the future. It's the safety. It's the environment. It's all wrapped into one.
What does this change? It changes everything.
Brian Reamer is Associate Director of the New England Transportation Center. It's based at MIT, where he's a research scientist studying human behavior in autonomous vehicles.
It changes how we move. It changes how packages move. It changes how we behave. It changes the future of old age. It changes everything. But there are going to be some difficult growing pains along the way. They're policy. They're societal.
It was Reamer's lab that installed sensors and cameras inside Jeff Manning's Tesla. Data showing how the driver was interacting with the semi-autonomous auto. Developing the hardware is a lot easier than programming the software to make ethical decisions that could be a matter of life and death.
We look at distraction today. It's a problem on the road. What does automation do? It allows us to do more, most of the time safely. However, when the automation determines that it's reached a situation outside the programmer's view of the world, the automation will make very different decisions than we do. Are the robots making good decisions?
If a kid suddenly jumped into the middle of a road, would an autonomous vehicle sacrifice the child to save its passengers? Brian Reamer is also concerned with the economic consequences of driverless cars. No drivers, no fees from driver's licenses. And since autos will be programmed to obey traffic laws, there would be no speeding tickets. State revenues will take a hit. And do we even need police to monitor traffic?
There's a big question. Will traffic congestion decrease or increase as we automate more? So let's fast forward to some point in the distance where I'm no longer responsible for driving. I have a fully autonomous vehicle that shuttles me to work, that instead of sitting in the parking lot waiting for me, goes and picks my wife up at home and takes her to work. The model of that is an increased traffic flow.
More traffic, but less roadway congestion. It's one vision of a transportation future rapidly coming down the pike, as clean energy autonomous vehicles replace our current fleet of not-so-smart gas guzzlers. Every major auto company is getting into the act, but upstarts like Tesla, Apple, and Google are paving the way. And digital technology is driving the change to new business models as automakers become mobility enablers.
Now, the real core question becomes, do we move and continue down a society built upon vehicle ownership, or do we move to one that is based upon ride sharing? They probably more tilt to the ride sharing now, but that's against the basic culture that has existed in this country for decades.
I think self-driving is just taking all the fun out of driving cars.
Barry Steinberg owns Direct Tire, a local chain of auto repair stores.
You know, how can you have fun by just sitting there not doing anything? It's the engagement in the automobile. You're not going to have that anymore?
Well, you'd be able to read your paper, listen to your music, go to sleep.
I'd rather do that in a chair at home than in my car.
In the coming years and decades, our current cars will seem as quaint as horseless carriages, and traffic congestion a distant memory. But even before the first fully autonomous vehicles hit the road, change is in the air. Hold on to your seat and buckle up. The Woburn company, Terra Fugia, is designing flying vehicles that will rise above roadways, vertically taking off and landing, unfolding wings and whisper quiet, whisking us into the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.